Welcome in the Lorain County Athletic Administrators Female Athlete of the Year. With the Amherst Comets, we welcome in Lexi Alston. Lexi, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, you are the first Comet to win this award, so let's begin right there. What does that mean to you to be the first Amherst Comet to come away with this award?
Well, first, it's just an incredible honor for me, and I'm glad that I could bring that type of award to Amherst in general, and be the first one is huge. It's definitely not a small deal.
Well, you start in three sports, too. So, I mean, you had an incredible athletic career, and you had a great career off the field as well. So we're going to talk about all of that here in the next few minutes. But I want to start on the field. You start in three different sports, soccer, basketball, and track. And as you look back at your career in those sports, are there any particular memories that kind of stand out to you?
Oh, for sure. They're all so different, though. Track is definitely a big one because I went down to state my first 2 years, Jesse Owens Stadium, which is just, that feeling is something you're never going to experience again. So I'm going to cherish those moments forever. And to be able to stand on the podium as like my sophomore year in two events was a huge deal. And that is something that moment is something I'll never experience again, which is quite sad, but at the same time, it's something I'm going to cherish. And then basketball, obviously, we had a huge run this year in particular into the championship, which was the first time we had made it that far. And I can't remember the exact amount of years, but it was quite some time. So that was a great way for my senior year to go out in basketball. And soccer every year has just been special with soccer. I mean, obviously, for me, soccer is my main sport, and that's what I'm playing in college. So with soccer, I kind of cherish every moment, every game. And with those people in particular, they became some of my closest friends.
Well, you alluded to continuing your soccer career at the collegiate level. You'll be going to Eastern Michigan, which Bull informed me yesterday is in Ypsilanti. So what about Eastern, made you want to commit there?
Well, I visited several different campuses, but when I went to Eastern Michigan, it was just the feeling. It was like a home type of feeling. I love the coaches. We connected immediately. I felt comfortable. I felt accepted. It was just one of those feelings that not a lot of schools can give you.
Lexi Alston was named the Lorain County Athletic Administrators Association Female Athlete of the Year. She's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And Lexi, we know that you're going to play soccer at Eastern Michigan. Any idea how you're going to further your academic career at Eastern Michigan? Have you picked out a major or anything like that?
My major has kind of fluctuated a little bit. Originally, I thought I was going into physical therapy, but I've been leaning more towards law, so I'm taking a couple law classes when I'm going there. So that's what I have right now.
Nice. Well, as Rocco and I can both tell you, it's nice to keep your options open when you go to college, for sure. It's always nice to have more than one option to fall back on, for sure. And, you know, you were talking about your track career a little bit earlier and some of the special experiences that you've had. We've got to ask you because, I mean, this has just been such a really, really tough year for everybody. But especially if you're a spring athlete, you had an entire season wiped away. Can you take us through that process and explain just how tough the spring was for you not being able to perform in track?
That was probably one of the hardest things about this whole COVID-19 going on, because with me, I took my junior year off of track to focus on strengthening, which was going to help me for my senior track season. And now it's kind of like I just one of my biggest regrets, because I obviously my senior year got ripped away from me without any choice, or like it just was heartbreaking for not only me, but for everyone, especially if you were into recruiting your junior, senior year. That really hurt those athletes as well.
One of the things that we commonly hear is that, you know, you always go into it in high school with the idea that if you're not a senior, you know what, there's always next year. There might be an opportunity for you that next year. And I think this kind of puts this into perspective, does it not, that you've got to make every moment count?
No, that's for sure. Now I regret not doing my junior year, but nothing I can change now.
Well, you've done a number of wonderful things off the court and off the field. We mentioned we come back around to that. And one of the things that you did, you were a part of the Special Olympics prom. Can you give us an idea as to how cool that experience was?
Oh, the prom was probably one of my favorite high school memories. It was just heartwarming, and it just humbles you. I'm so thankful I got to experience that, because not a lot of kids got to have that opportunity. And I think more kids should take advantage of having things like those around your high school, and should definitely get involved, because once you're involved, you never want to stop being involved. You develop a bond with those kids. You want to do everything with them. It wasn't just like the prom. I did track with them. I went to a couple of basketball practices with them. It's fun. It's a unique experience. And I just love the bonds I have with them, because I can go to the store and I'll run into them and they're like, "Hey, Lexi," and you just run up, give each other high fives and hugs, and it's just so amazing.
How did you get involved with the Special Olympics prom? Was that something somebody has suggested to you, or did you kind of read about it somewhere? How did you get involved with that?
Well, Mr. Leonard, he's the one who kind of runs our Special Olympics, and he had been my math teacher, and I knew he was doing all that stuff, so I kind of asked him, I was like, "Is there any way, or do you need more help? Because I'd definitely be interested in that." And he was like, "Yeah, for sure. We could always use more help." And then it was during basketball season. So then I asked my other teammates, I was like, "Do you guys want to help with me?" So then the whole girls basketball team ended up helping at the prom.
Well, and that's one of many youth programs that you were associated with in your high school career. Can you kind of stretch that out a little bit, too, and tell us how cool that was to be involved in all these different youth programs? And is there something that you really enjoy most about that entire process?
What I enjoy most about youth programs is, especially when it comes to like the basketball ones and the soccer ones, those kids at a young age, they kind of look up to you, you know? And they want you to take them under your wing. And I really like having that feeling like I'm inspiring them. They want to be like me. Like that's a cherishing feeling. And I even got a letter from a little girl talking about how I inspire her. She wants to be just like me when she gets to high school. And she likes my hard work and my work ethic and stuff. And that's really nice to hear.
Yeah, I'm sure that definitely has to be some heartwarming stuff to read. And I think, Lexi, it's safe to say that leadership is a strong quality of yours. And kind of going back to some of your teammates here, you know, not being able to sort of leave that lasting impression, especially with your track teammates, you know, for your senior year. Are you still in contact with a lot of the other girls that you had played with? And have you been in touch with them about, you know, looking ahead to next season? I'm sure it's, you know, senior season for a lot of them, and kind of, you know, how to tackle the challenges ahead?
Mm-hmm. I've still been in communication with a lot of the girls, especially the seniors that I went out with this year. I actually saw a couple of them earlier today at Cracker Park, which was kind of cool. But we've definitely been talking about it. We still obviously talk about our seasons and how they went. And with track, it's always going to be talked about, how we didn't get the season, you know?
Sure.
One last question for you here, Lexi, because I'm just kind of curious. I mean, My nephew is a junior. He's going to be a senior next year, and I always hear from him. He tells me that he works out and he plays video games. That's kind of how he's handled this whole pandemic. And I'm just kind of curious, for someone in your position, you know, how have you handled all this now that the school year is over? What are some of the things that you've done in order to kill some of the time during this pandemic?
Well, I've taken a lot of walks, and then I made... like my own personal gym at the house, because when gyms shut down, that was like a huge no-no for me, because I what am I supposed to do without a gym? So I started going out. I got a bunch of equipment, so I made my whole garage into a personal gym, and that's where I spent most of my time.
Wow. Okay. Very nice. You made a personal gym out of your garage. That's pretty creative. Very nice. Well, Lexi, congratulations on winning the Lorain County Athletic Administrators Association Female Athlete of the Year Award. Very, very well deserved. We wish you nothing but the best moving forward, and all the best to you as you further your career up in Ypsilanti at Eastern Michigan. And we appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lexi. Again, that's Lexi Alston joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Boy, what a terrific career for her at Amherst. And yeah. Boy, that was fascinating to get her perspective on what she's been doing.